All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Pebbles, have you done your ancestry thing? I know you bought it, but you never...
No. I ended up giving it mine to my aunt because I bought 3 because my parents both wanted to do it. I did theirs, but...
And you haven't still...
I'm very curious, but...
But here's the thing. You could find something... By the way, if you found something weird out on your ancestry... Please let us know. 833-973-0969.
Family secrets.
Family secrets. Yes, stuff like that. This is the craziest one yet. A woman found out that her mother's side of the family. I'm guessing that she's biracial. And I'm going to use... Hold on. Remember I was just talking about superpowers? I think her mother's side of the family... I see white, okay, and her father's side, dark. Yeah, I see black, okay. So her mother's side of the family, she found out from her DNA test, enslaved her father's side of the family.
Oh, wow. I'm sure that's common to a lot of people.
That makes the holidays
know that and find that.
A little weird at the holidays. But that's what we wanted. Like, have you found anything crazy in your ancestry, ancestry 123 and me, whatever they're called, all the different ones now that are out. Leroy, you on yours right now?
I'm on mine right now. It's always fascinating to be on it. I haven't found anything crazy.
Yeah.
I do see some names that are like cousins that I'm like, who is this? So, and I haven't been on the app in a while, so I'm back on it and I'm like, I think I might have to reach out to some folks.
Yes.
Find out who they are, because...
I see a ton of, I know all my first cousins and I know a bunch of my second, but I'm seeing a bunch of second cousin matches and a ton of third cousin matches and stuff like that from all over. So it's interesting, but no, I don't have anything of my mother's side and enslaving my dad's side or anything cool like that. And I don't have any random siblings that I didn't know about before either. So mine is, because you know, a lot of people find stuff like that out. Like, so if you have a good story like that, just something crazy you found out from taking a DNA test, please. From a DNA test? Hold on a second. I want to talk to Marissa. What did you find out?
So my father's side of the family is very Italian, and when my dad did the Ancestry.com, we found out that some of my uncles were followers of Mussolini.
Nice! Like, when you say follow, like, were they, like were they kind of dictators themselves, or?
That I don't know. All I know is that they were big followers of his, and then when he fell, they all... went to, like, Argentina, and I actually have family members on Facebook that still live in Italy with the same last name.
This girl. I love it, man. That's crazy. Yeah. See, I want to find some
interesting, too.
I want to find something like that out about my family.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Pebbles is like, no, I want everything to be normal. Mother, father, sister, brother, uncles, whatever.
Coming to America 2 is coming out. You want something like that? You want to find?
You don't understand.
Prince Ramiro.
Because I know I don't have that. So if I ever found that out, I would be like, oh, I have royalty in my family.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Oh, no. I wasn't going to say anything, but I just noticed my mic was off.
Sorry. Marissa, go ahead.
Hi. So it's not actually for me. It's actually one of my good friends.
She always brags about how she's super Italian and makes the best Italian food and this and that. And she did a DNA test, and the Italian's all on her dad's side. And it turns out she's not Italian at all.
No way!
Yeah, her siblings decided to take it afterwards, and her siblings are very Italian, but she is not. Uh-oh. So her dad is not her dad, and both her parents passed away.
Oh, wow.
That's tough.
That's crazy. That's tough. And they're not, they're not around anymore either. Oh my God. See, that would be a scenario I wouldn't want to happen. Because I would want whatever it is. I would want it to be something that I could go to someone like and get the explanation. You know what I'm saying?
This is too much.
No, this is good.
It's not even me. And I'm like, oh my God.
This is a good one right here. Yeah. Go ahead, Renee. What did you find out?
So we found out that my cousin is actually my sister.
What?
Oh my God.
I couldn't make this up.
Oh my God.
Did you discuss it?
Oh yeah. It became a little bit of a family war for a little while, but now I just refer to her as my sister cousin.
What's the age difference?
She is actually the same age as one of my other sisters.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yep. So basically, like, the father was messing around.
Yep.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Okay. One more. Pebbles is like,
yeah,
she needs a drink after this. I think this is a good one. Ashley. Yes, Ashley, she found your real father. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I always knew I was adoptive just on my dad's side. And my mom never knew who my biological father was. And when I took the 23andMe, it found me a grandmother, an uncle, and a father.
Wow,
So now I was always told that he was from some other country, but he's actually from Rhode Island. So
I mean, it depends on what part of Rhode Island. That's up? Funny. All right. Good stuff, everybody. That's sorry, your father's from Zamunda. You're never going to find. He's at, it's right outside of Wakanda, but actually he's from Pawtucket. Tony, go ahead.
So I found out that I took that 23andMe test, and for all my life, my birth father kept telling me that we were Shinnecock Indian.
Uh-huh.
Come to find out, we had 1% Indian and like 40% European, and he was pissed. He didn't want nothing to do with it. There was more Nigerian blood in us than it was Indian blood in us. He even had the emblem of the Shinnecock Nation tattooed on his leg and got 1%.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.